Hi-ho, good neighbor.
Hi-ho, good neighbor.
No, what was it? How did it go?
Hi diddly dee.
No. Hi-ho, good neighbor. That was from Home Improvement back in the day.
So she says. But Flanders was greeting he's greeting Homer Simpson. Didn't really offer the same kind of sage advice, but had a good mustache.
Really?
Uneven My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm the ever opaque Von Fry. Joining me is
Legendary Mom.
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. What number of podcasts do you think this is?
280.
100.
Really?
Really?
I say that a lot, don't I?
Yeah, it's weird how I have to like drag you by the tooth to get over here to sit down in a chair and talk into a mic.
Well, I'm busy, gal.
All right, what have you been up to then?
Getting ready to go on a road trip, a vacation to Colorado.
All right.
My favorite
place.
You
got Little Squirt the trailer.
Yep.
Ready to roll.
Yeah,
well, this is your first trip. This is your first time in a trip towing Little Squirt with the new Nissan 4x, as we call it.
Armada, yes.
Yeah. Do you prefer Armada or 4x?
Armada.
You don't say Nissan?
Nissan Armada.
How do you like the Nissan compared to Elizabeth Warren, your white Grand Cherokee?
I like my white Grand Cherokee. It's mine.
Okay. Well, how about we just go ahead and get into the news?
Okie dokie.
The Thunder.
OKC Thunder.
Yeah, they have advanced to the NBA Finals.
Isn't that awesome?
The NBA Finals will start June 5th on ABC, which is regular television, which means we get to watch.
I don't get to watch. I'm a bit from the mountains.
You quite possibly could receive a channel that has the Thunder on it.
I'll cross my fingers.
It'll cross your fingers?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think's going to happen in the Finals? Now, we don't know yet.
They need to win.
Who do you think they're going to play against?
I don't know.
There are two teams left for the Thunder to possibly play against. Who could it
Minnesota?
Be now?
Oh, Minnesota is out because they beat them out.
They just defeated Minnesota, yes.
Who can it be? Who do you think it is? Who's it
I think they're going to play against the Pacers. Who do you think they're going to play against?
Who are the Pacers? Are they...
Just say the Pacers so that it doesn't look like you don't know what you're talking about.
What city is the Pacers from?
Indiana.
Okay, the Indiana Pacers. Okay.
Well, see, Oklahoma City is a city.
I know.
Indiana's like, we have a wider net. We have to throw... You know, something like that. But if you want to play, if you want to go see the Thunder play, you have to be in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, or Nebraska.
To order tickets.
From a credit card with an address in those places. Which means theoretically, you could potentially see me courtside.
Can't
rule it out.
You should go.
I have gotten emails about buying tickets from the
Thunder.
How much
do they cost?
I haven't looked yet, but I'm expecting quite a bit.
Ooh.
Not nearly as much as if they could potentially play the Knicks, and the Knicks courtside seats are going to be like, do you want a Corvette or Knicks courtside seats?
Yeah, don't go there.
So there is that, yes. Okay, we have some other awesome news. I think this is probably the most brilliant marketing strategy of the century.
What is it?
Easily. Dr. Squatch, the soap company, who you don't like, right? Like
no, because they ruin your shower. It makes it black.
It's a fine smelling, I was about to say tasting soap, okay?
You probably tasted it.
Well, they've got a partnership now with this actress named Sydney Sweeney, okay?
And she likes it?
She was the Sydney Sweeney body wash genie, I think they called her, in their Super Bowl ad, okay? This was a hit Super Bowl ad, this last Super Bowl. They said, hey, we heard you. We've heard your demands for Sydney Sweeney's bathwater, and we're taking her bathwater and putting it in a soap for real.
What's it called?
They're calling it Bathwater Bliss. Sydney Sweeney's Bathwater Bliss. It's supposed
Big
to contain
bubbles.
Her actual bathwater.
Oh, gross.
And she said anything to help guys get clean or something like that. So
they need to
what
be
do you
clean.
Think about that? Now there's pretty high demand for this.
We don't need
I told Dr.
dirty
Squatch,
water.
I told them you're going to have to dip her in a lake in order to fulfill the demand for this. Because like the internet is a buzz.
Is she popular?
She's popular.
With the guys?
Yeah. So what do you think? Is this gross
I think it's
brilliant?
Very gross. Just have her, you know,
from
put a seal of approval on
from
some
a marketing perspective, this is hitting the right nerve with their crowd. Other big news came out today, okay? Big news.
How big?
Okay. When Disney bought Fox some years back, about 10 years ago, okay? Whenever that was. People said they're buying it so that they can have Star Wars, and they already bought Star Wars George Lucas. They're going to bring the X-Men to the MCU. And I said, no, this is the reason why they bought Fox.
For wrestling?
Nope. I'm going to show you.
Family Man.
You don't recognize this.
I recognize COVID.
That's right. King of the Hill, Cinematic Universe. King of the Hill returns in August on Hulu and Disney Plus.
Oh my goodness.
That is the reason why they bought Fox.
They wanted King of the Hill?
King of the Hill.
Is there going to be a King of the Hill community in Disneyland?
Bobby has grown up. It looks like he's taller than Peggy, but not as tall as Hank.
Oh, great.
There could be a lot of... They've been away for a while. I think the show ended about 2007 or 8 or so, and they've got a lot of ground to cover. So everybody's really excited about this. Almost as excited, possibly...
as Sydney Sweeney's, whatever her name is, water?
Well, I was going to say that because of Grand Theft Auto 6's delay... the new season dropping of King of the Hill in August might be enough to save the economy in lieu of Grand Theft Auto 6.
Oh, brother.
So, super big news. Less important news, some guy in France got slapped.
Who?
The president.
Who slapped him?
His wife. Well, might be a man, according to legend. Some people think he might have married a dude.
Oh, really?
There's talk of that. You didn't see a video of that? Trump has some advice. He says, so the guy's opening the door... And he gets a little bit slapped, okay? Here you go. You got video. The door's opening. It's a little hard to see, but the door's opening, and he gets slapped a little bit before he gets out of there.
Did he make a comment, a rude comment or something? Or
no, it's just a weird thing. I'll say she, because that's what they want you to say, or you get sued. It's hard to spot from this. There he goes. Oh, did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, hold on here. We're going to play it back. Watch, they open the door, and then a hand slaps him in the face. See, he's standing there in the blue, and they get the red hand, the red jacket on the hand. And then they walk out, and she does not hold arms with him or something. She like shoves his arm away. So it's a bad look. And yeah, so Trump offered some sage advice. Here we go, close up. Ooh, slap.
Oh.
Yeah. Trump said, make sure the door's shut.
Yeah. Happens to me all the time. Everybody sees her.
Melania likes a slap. So I always shut the doors. You know,
make
keep
sure
the curtains drawn.
It's official. She has to be 6 feet away from me.
And there they are. They're walking.
Times.
They're not holding hands or nothing. Walking down the steps.
Yep. Does she have a red? Does he have a red face?
Not really, but there's weird things about the relationship. She met him when he was like 14 and she was 39.
She's a mama.
Some people say she might be a dude.
She's not a dude.
A dudish shoulder bone structure thing happening. There's rumors of this.
She's not a dude.
Okay, so what do you think about getting slapped like that? What did
well,
he do?
He must have deserved it.
He must have deserved it, huh? Well, Taylor Swift, last news story here, gains control of her music catalog. She bought back her music. I don't know for how much. I don't think she really wants to say.
Who'd she sell it to? Michael Jackson?
A studio owned it and then sold it to a guy she doesn't like.
Okay.
And then she had to make Taylor's version, like re-release all of her songs
right. So
everybody could buy it twice.
But now she has it all.
That's the genius of it, is make everybody buy it again, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that is it for the news. You know what? I have a feeling that we need to play a game. You know?
Sounds good to me.
A game called...
What year?
What year?
What now, year? I'm good at this.
Do you remember the rules of what year?
Yep. I have leeway 1 year before or 1 year after
when the song was released. Who instituted that rule?
Me.
Now, there is a theme to what year this time, okay?
Okay.
These are people that were actors and then they had a song or a hit song or something, okay? So they were acting and then they got into music or they had a hit song or something like along those lines, okay?
Okay. Acting first though, right?
They were acting first.
Okay.
All right. First up, we have this little ditty.
Take these
I only discovered this in a bad Netflix movie last week. Now, what year do you think this is from?
The 90s. Something.
You want to be a little bit more specific while I open a bubbly, not sponsored?
96.
1996, you think?
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that I'm Not Scared by Eighth Wonder is from 1988.
Oh, darn.
The singer, Patsy Kensit, she was the love interest in Lethal Weapon 2 that worked. She was like the secretary with the bad guys, and then she got killed and drowned and stuff. They have an alternate ending where she's at the Murtaugh's family dinner at the end, and it's like she was clearly dead. Because they tried to drown Riggs, so and he found her body in the water.
Is she want the short blonde hair?
Yeah. She got killed.
Cute.
She got killed. And then they had an alternate ending maybe where she was alive.
Maybe she was a zombie.
A zombie,
zombie,
huh?
Woman.
Okay. Next up.
Mom's Dancing.
Do you recognize this at all? This is from a movie called Vision Quest.
Gotta be the 80s.
Why would that be the 80s?
Just 80 music.
I don't recognize this at all, huh?
Maybe 80.
Well, we'll kind of wait to get to the hook, okay? Where she sings the name of the song. Here we go. That little keyboard doo-doo right there might give you some hint. All right, what do you have for that one? What do you think?
I'm thinking like 85.
No More Words by Berlin is from 1984, but is best known for playing in the 1985 movie Vision Quest. We have a point for Mom.
Mom did good.
Berlin, you know what their hit song is, right?
What? Take My Love Away.
Take My Breath Away. Oh. Oh. Lead singer Terry Nunn.
That's a good song.
Lead singer Terry Nunn was up for the role of Princess Leia in Star Wars.
Oh, she was.
She's auditioning opposite Kurt Russell as Han Solo.
Oh, wow.
There's video of it.
Really?
Yes.
I can see that. I can see Kurt Russell being
She looks
Han Solo.
Really young. So she's probably around Carrie Fisher's age.
Yeah, but Carrie Fisher looked young in Star Wars.
Not young like this. Uh-huh. Like Terry Nunn looks 12 or something.
Oh, okay.
She looks markedly
maybe
young.
Maybe a little bit too young.
No, she's young in that.
Being kissed.
Yeah, so
screen.
ended up getting an Oscar for the Take My Breath Away song. So
cool.
So it kind of worked out a little bit if you think that's working out. All right, up next. You recognize this?
No.
Eminem, your favorite rapper, uses the intro in a song.
I'm thinking 91.
All right, so this is Toy Soldiers, okay? Hold on, let's listen a little bit longer. You did say 91,
yeah.
Okay? This did reach number one on the charts. It's pretty good. Yeah. We're only getting away with this because we have no listeners. I think if we had a big thing, we'd have to get licensing and stuff.
Well, maybe they'll start listening to us. This almost sounds like Madonna to me.
It kind of should. So you don't know this?
No.
Is it pretty good?
That's all good. It's good.
All right, but it's not a Madonna song.
I know.
But there's a reason why it might sound kind of like Madonna.
Why?
Well, we'll get into that in a bit.
Is it from a Madonna movie?
No. Okay, so this is Martika, with her she's kind of a one-hit wonder, okay?
Okay.
Number one on the Billboard charts, Toy Soldiers from 1988.
Oh.
You're off.
91's not bad, though.
Martika was kind of like, she was the oldest girl sort of lead at the beginning of Kids Incorporated.
Oh.
Where they sang a bunch of pop songs, including like Madonna and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so that that might sound kind of like that. Backing vocals at the beginning there, left, right, left, we all fall down. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, really?
Who you see on the 911 show. Yeah. She's a dispatcher.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
So... yeah, and she...
little trivia there.
She came into Kids Incorporated like after this, around the time, or a little after this song.
Okay.
So she was in this and then kind of got put in Kids Incorporated herself, okay? Hmm. Up next. Do you recognize this?
Oh.
It kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? Don't you think?
Oh, I like... guitar music.
You don't think you know who this is?
Not yet.
The group is named for a food you do not eat.
I do not eat.
You do not eat.
Sometimes I feel like I corn.
That is a band, but not this. Like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angel. Lonely. All right, you ready to take a guess?
There's not a lot of stuff I don't eat.
This is a hot food.
Like,
they're kind of a punk band.
Hot peppers, chili hot peppers.
Have you heard of a band that sounds like that?
Uh-huh, chili hot peppers, yeah.
Chili hot peppers? What, in what year?
I don't know. The chili peppers.
You haven't heard this?
No, I like this song.
This reached number two on the charts.
Really?
I'm not gonna tell you what year, but
1993. I'm thinking about what years were I really too busy to even listen to music. That's probably the years. Raising Family.
Now this, okay, so Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, I don't eat Red Hot Chili Peppers. I just eat chili peppers.
Did I give you decent clues right there? Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers from 1991.
Oh, what did I say?
You said 93.
Oh, darn.
Now, Anthony Kiedis, the lead singer, and Flea, the bassist, his name's Flea, both are in quite a bit of movies and stuff.
Okay.
Flea was, he was the
guy. I don't think I want to date a guy named Flea. I'm sorry.
Flea challenged Marty McFly to a race and was calling him chicken in Back to the Future 2 and 3.
Okay.
And then when Marty McFly finally resisted the urge to, you know, stand up because, oh, you calling me chicken? Okay, it's on now. So he finally just let him race and the guy got hit by a train or something. Like, he was like, hey, good thing I didn't do that. You know, something's like, yep, all right. So last up, you better recognize this song. Do you know the song?
Is it from St. Elmo's Fire?
No. When there's nothing but a slow glowing dream
that your fear seems to hide. I recognize the song, but I can't remember where it's from.
Well, if you figure that out, you might know when it's from. All alone I have cried, silent tears. You want to sing along or what?
No, I'm just trying to think what it is. Made of steel,
made of She's mentioning the movie
dancing.
Here. She's mentioning the movie here because the girl in the movie's from the Steel Town.
Yeah, it's Splash Dancing. So the water coming over. Yeah.
This is What a Feeling.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, 89? I can't remember when that came out.
Irene Cara's What a Feeling from the movie Flashdance soundtrack, 1983.
Oh, man, that's the year we got married. I should have known that
one. Yeah, so you were too occupied to have heard any music in the background for the whole year, I guess.
Yes,
so.
I was We were probably dancing.
Irene Cara was in the movie Fame in 1980.
Okay.
And stuff. And she sang the Fame. I want to live.
Yeah, and then Flashdance, right?
Well, she's not in that movie.
She's not.
But she did. She does some acting, but then she has some singing.
Okay.
Kind of picking up after that.
Cool.
So that.
I didn't do very good. Sorry, guys.
No, I don't think you did very good at all.
I got one right. What
year? No, kind of failed, really.
Hey, one's good.
I think you get them right.
One's
on
better
accident,
than
for that matter. You did say 1985, which is probably the better answer for.
I was getting close.
For No More Words.
I mean, I wasn't clear out there in left field.
Okay, sure. Okay, now I'm sure you have some kind of quote.
Oh, I do. I have a quote for you.
Is this game not harder than the what year? Like I get like a. Sometimes I get these right off the bat. It's a miracle.
Okay. If you wonder why society is going down the drain, take a look at the people who are having children, then look at the people who you think would make good parents. That should tell you just about all you need to know. Who said that?
This is not a joke.
Yeah, it is. It's from his stand-up routine.
I almost need to hear it again. The cadence at which that was struggled to be read, it did not sound like a joke to me.
Sorry. Okay.
Children's librarian struggles to read aloud.
Yeah, really. If you wonder why society is going down the drain, take a look at the people who are having children. Then look at the people you think would make good parents. That should tell you just about all you need to know.
Sounds like they kind of struggled with that. So this guy's a parent, huh?
Used to have red hair.
Well,
give it away.
I believe Bill Burr used to have red hair. Because yeah. I was thinking Carrot Top still
has red hair.
There are no circumstances
Conan
can he not
has
have hair.
Red hair.
Conan very much needs to hold on to that hair still, right?
But so, Bill Burr's lost it.
So is he kind of saying he shouldn't have kids?
No, he's apparently
did he say this before he had kids?
Yeah, it looks like he had a full head of hair when he said that.
All right.
Pretty good, son. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. So you want me to wait till the music, then say bye-bye now?
Yeah, that'd be a better way to do it. But hold on now. You might want to explain. Are you not going to be around for a little bit because got this trip? Okay, so maybe I'll do something by myself.
Sounds good. Why don't you do something? I'll tell you what. I'll text you a text about something funny that's happened on the trip, and you can read it aloud online. Okay? Watch, nothing funny happened on the trip.